Hi everyone, welcome to the TLU Student Podcast. My name is Laura.
And my name is Rogla, and we are your host for today. In this episode, we will discuss the impact that the physical activity has on our academic performance and mental state during university studies. We will talk about the transition from compulsory PE classes in high school to a sedentary lifestyle in university. We want to emphasize the positive effects physical activity has on our brain and cognitive performance, and share tips how to stay active even when a busy schedule. Make sure you listen to the end, because we'll share our own tips and tricks that help us stay active and motivated. If you are sitting or laying down right now, we encourage you to grab your shoes and go for a walk and take us with you.
We have a very special guest here with us today. His name is Christian Port. He's a sports biologist. He's been the head of TLU's Institute of Health Science and Sports Institute. He's a member of Estonian Anti-Doping Foundation, and he was also awarded with the Order of the White Star. Welcome.
Thank you.
Christian, we know that you've previously been to the TLU Student Podcast, and we will certainly link that episode in the description. But for anybody who is new here, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and what led you to become the person you are today?
Well, it's a hard question because I don't think about myself so much. And I'm a male and I try to survive and try to be happy like every other person. Probably selection of tools and mental models is different. And I really try to understand what is happening in a big picture. And so I'm actually teaching in two universities in Tallinn and then Technical University. And then in one side is more like physiology and biochemistry of human being. And the other one is more doing and trying to understand the technology and impact of technology on the human behavior. But in the long run, if we think about it, it is actually human being is always trying to do some kind of work to survive, and now the selection of tools is what we try to understand, and some of the tools are mental tools and some of the tools are external tools like hammer and nails and so on.
But how did you, were you always interested in sports?
Yes, probably. I would say that we should avoid the word of sports too much, because sports is always related to competition. But I like the world of physical culture, mm-hmm. and it is about culture as such. And we see that human being to be cultural, it means that he has various values, and his actions are driven by different value systems. And one of these is, of course, using your body in mm-hmm. different ways. And in this context, being being physically active as a child doesn't mean that you are becoming an athlete. But of course, there are several persons that you are oriented toward mm-hmm. in this stage of age, and probably there were sportsmen that I really enjoyed looking and maybe copying in some mm-hmm. sense, but it wasn't essential to become what I am today. But again, if I describe the life as a path in the dark forest, and then what you can lighten is only your own eyes. So this is the path that I have been walking, that I don't see everything, but I try to at least sometimes to see on the right and left side of the typical path.
Thank you. We all know that physical activity is good for us. It is believed that physical activity is positively associated with our cognitive function. There's been numerous studies, and one of them studied Spanish university students, and it proved that participating in sports is associated with higher grades. Moreover, another study found that quitting sports is actually negatively associated with academic performance.
So Christian, you have been in the field for quite some time. Have you noticed a correlation between physical activity and academic performance?
Sure, both by seeing myself and also reading quite a lot. And thinking also what is the cause of it, and is it logical or is it just illusion? Despite the fact that our culture has been trying to avoid the physical activity, saying that it is not civilized. Civilized person sits and thinks, not walks around, and especially regarding females, and that female person is. Is more like a dame, and they shouldn't walk so much. But taking into consideration that really the proof is there, and now we have to try to understand why it is so. And if you think about your brain, that brain is spending its time in a totally dark room in wet and humid environment that doesn't see anything but demands a lot of inputs and a lot of food. Being 1.2 kilograms, brain demands roughly 20 to 25% of your resources that you get, like oxygen and food stuff. And so it must be beneficial for us. And the only goal of the brain is just to help to survive. It is not making us happy or whatever we wish it would do. And so we have to serve it, and we have to serve it in different ways, both providing energy but also providing inputs. And some of the inputs are about reality, and some of the inputs are decisions that the brain is making for us, and the discrepancy with the reality. And now the physical activity means that the brain can't support itself. The supporting system is below the brain. It is heart and lungs and all the rest of the body, but also movement. We have some 650 muscles, and muscles have direct connection to the brain because otherwise you can't move coordinated ways. And then the question is, do you need muscles? We know we need nose and ears, but we also need muscles, and the more there are, probably it means it is extremely important. And so if you think about heart's pumping volume is roughly some 50 milliliters, it is half a cup. But the blood volume is roughly 5 liters, and the blood vessel volume is roughly 35 liters. So the small cup can't just provide the pumping efficiency throughout the body. And the secondary pumping system is a musculature. So we can see, and it is actually written in the human cultural history, that a lot of inventions, art and ideas have been written on the piece of paper during walking. Why? It is because not of the environment where you're walking. There are several tests we can do and prove that just the event of walking itself provides your brain with a better oxygenation and better inputs and foodstuff and circulation. And it supports your academic work also. This is the reason, main reason why this bodily functionality supports the academic work. But there is psychological aspect also. Being individualistic and also being a member of the team means you are emotionally dynamic, that you can switch over from I have to focus and I have to combine my focus with the focus of other persons. And this is a success also in academia, that you can't learn everything. You will ask from friends something, and so this combinatory of physical capability and psychological cooperation and individual focusing is this dynamic system that we need to learn. And actually we learn only for survival, not to have fun again. hopefully we can have some fun, of course.
Enjoy the process.
Yes, sure.
A study conducted in 2018 compared different types of sports to find out how each of them affect our cognitive function. Between swimming, running, square dancing, and Tai Chi, Tai Chi had the most significant impact. Are there any specific types of physical activity or sports that you recommend for maximizing cognitive benefits?
Yeah, we can see another test, and you can have a mental test, but you can also, of course, go through it in practical way. If you take some big public marathon running, for example, marathon running means that people at least have some kind of training behind them. And if you take 1,000 persons finishing the marathon and ask from everybody, are you working in academic or intellectual domain, and just count them and then write down the number. Now go and then walk in the city, and then you meet roughly 1,000 persons, and ask from them also, are you working in academia or do you do any mental work? And you get another number, and now compare the numbers. People who are finishing marathon runs, there are several times over representation of academic and mental workers. It is not because they don't have anything to do or they are so stupid that they just run around, but they have a wide spectrum of possibilities to do all kind of stuff, but they are searching the ways how to support their own working effort, what kind of social activities combine the better ways with their working capacity. And nobody has said them just run or fence or dance or do Tai Chi and so on. And so you can see that there is a proof of practice showing that there is some kind of benefit, that now if we start studying it, we can see that aerobic work as such, either running or swimming or even Tai Chi. Tai Chi is very slow movements, but typically the running as the longest historical background for us, and we are optimized for running and walking. It has been shown that it is mostly the sole physical activity and sole bodily function that is capable of protecting your brain cells and also invoking the new brain cells. And so this aerobic long-term effort that you can sustain helps not only physical endurance but also mental endurance, and also within mental endurance the focusing capability. And this is why the answer is not exactly select Tai Chi or swimming or running or cycling, but these long-term aerobic cyclical works, cyclical type of work, is the most beneficial, has been proven and shown also by the brain studies.
So more cardio than...
Cardio typically, yes, and dancing also. Dancing is interesting, especially if you're dancing in aerobic situation, they are dancing alone with other persons, but you're dancing alone. And you can see, I know at least one study that shows that aerobic dancing and dancing with a partner, it will reach some kind of plateau in development in certain time both ways. And continuing it, the dancing with the partners will continue the increase in mental capabilities, both old persons and young ones. And the reason is you're not dancing alone, but you're also following the other persons. There are more inputs both for touch and feeling, and then not only rhythmic and sound wise inputs, but also the emotional inputs and so on. So dancing is another way of doing it. But again, you have to reach some kind of physical threshold to instigate this process in the body, that now we have to at least do a little bit more than just taking it easy.
What about strength training, like lifting heavy weights in the gym?
Yeah, it is extremely important also, and it's related to the muscle mass. And again, it is at the moment the change in attitudes toward strength training, also in the female domain and also in the elderly female domain, because it has been that no, it's just boy stuff, and they are just interested in muscles and
like, yeah, I can't lift heavy weights because it's gonna make me look like a man or a bulky.
Yeah, and if you go to do it, and if you want to reduce your body weight, and you will see that body weight doesn't reduce it, it maybe I will have a big muscles, and it is, you will have at least $1 million or euros if you can prove that you can increase in such an easy way your body body weight. But anyway, the if we think about the body, we don't feed constantly like a plant. We have to feed from time to time, so we have accumulation functionality within body. We know that we can accumulate some energy in the fat tissue, and we can accumulate mineral stuff in bone tissue, but the most valuable stuff is protein and amino acids, and these are only in the muscle tissue. And if you have more of it, and if you are becoming sick, for example, you don't want to eat, because it is has a long historical background. Probably I have eaten something rotten. But you have to protect yourself by synthesizing more antibodies against these microorganisms. And your need of protein is increased 3 or 4-fold, and you don't eat anything. So the input is only depending on the eating, so we would be dead already. So it means the only way of getting the most important stuff of amino acids, and especially in the young body that is still developing, it means that we have to have a bigger muscle mass also. It is not about strength or body image. It is about having muscles. And if you have muscles, try to dance, try to coordinate, and you will feel happy. And then muscles have an interesting connection with the rest of the body, and especially with the brain, because muscles are not just engines. These are also sources of information. They are sending out some certain chemicals, myokinins, that coordinate the work within the brain also, and they help to motivate yourself. And so it is like a positive feedback system, that if you haven't walked and then done any physical work, only thinking about it, you will probably feel, well, I don't want. If you start doing it, you feel that maybe I should do more. And it becomes funny, and so on. And even if you are finalizing or finishing the marathon, then you're feeling I am dead and I'm stupid and I wouldn't do it again. You are the first one in a couple of days who are registering for the next marathon. It is this complex phenomena in the body.
Yeah, starting is always the hardest part.
Yeah, even thinking about cleaning your room is really stressful.
Yeah.
Doing it isn't so bad.
Yeah. It is interesting that we have compulsory PE classes in schools, mm-hmm. but when we come to universities, we're forced to sit for hours on end during lectures, and then we come home, do our homework, sit more, and then we go to sleep, and then we repeat it. Is there anything universities could do, or what could they do to support students, not only in their academic achievements, but also in staying physically active?
Yes, of course, university or organization where you're working and studying should do more, and they are learning to do more. We can see big corporations are providing capabilities for persons to be more physically active, even within the working hours, because people tend to work nowadays back at home and in toilets and so on, whatever. But it used to be that universities had a compulsory physical activities for every students. They have to go through it, and students started to fight, why should we do it? So this is interesting phase of the change in culture. But if we define the culture as a system of values that define our actions, so the environment is one of the possibility, that if we have more possibilities, and that it is now, only during the last couple of years, it has been starting to arise the idea of the small physical activity events couple of minutes only in length, and the World Health Organization also started to recommend, instead of doing at least half an hour, some quite intensive physical activity to get some 150 minutes per week. Mm-hmm. But in quite a big amounts of per period. But now they say that even a couple of minutes only is good enough. And this is actually introducing yourself that, well, I am capable. Well, it isn't so hard. I am not sweating. I am becoming more and more accustomed to it. Maybe I should do a little bit more. And this is where the environment actually works. Instead of giving your advice or demanding, you're not going to do. We can ask from students all kind of things then they are not going to do. But if you provide possibilities, provide this kind of funny environment that is benign, not demanding, but providing, this is the way of doing it. And our university is also trying to develop, and then this room is also in the Vita house that is built around the physical activities, but we have the internal court that we have to develop a little bit more to provide such possibilities.
Yeah, maybe we could have like dancing breaks or something.
Sure, small things, just
like in the primary classes.
Yeah, the things you are thinking at the moment, this is joke and I can't take it seriously. Do it,
yeah.
And then you can say that I tried it and it was stupid. But if we just say that everything is stupid, we don't do anything, and now we only will have a podcast, whether it is possible or not.
Yeah.
But can you share a bit about your own experience balancing physical activity with your university studies?
Well, the word balancing is totally wrong, actually. This is a dangerous word of using, just as stating that if I reach some kind of balance, this is fine, and this balance is running away from me like a horizon. Actually, balanced life is dead one. You're only balanced if you are dead. What we are actually doing is we are in a fluid, and the fluid is not ourselves, but they are all the other persons and what is happening in the world. And we can only choose how to act within, like swimming, whether to swim fast or try to stay put and more move slowly. This is what we can select instead of balancing. This was the answer of regarding the balancing word.
But how was your sea journey?
My sea journey is trying to stay above the water mainly. But don't be afraid of being sometimes in the deep end of it. And because my background was in sports, and it was quite easy in this time, I didn't think about it. But later starting to understand what is happening in body and in human working capacity, including the mental working capacity, I start to see that this is important. And having years of experience in teaching different groups of students, I've taught, for example, students, of course, physical education and sports, but also in several years I gave lectures about the developmental physiology to students in literature and humanities, because they will go to school and they have to understand something about the child's development. And then I saw that they are a little bit different in their attitude, psychology, behavior in the class. And then I started to think, of course, they don't have, maybe there are a couple of persons surely who have physical and the background in sports, but seeing the different attitudes in the lecture hall compared to sports students is quite visible. And it is not bad or worse, but it is different. And you can see that, and that really the physical activity and playfulness and really the group but dynamics that is taught to you during football and basketball and so on, and again the singular athletics event when you have to be take your responsibility. And this is lacking in certain students' experience, and this I would recommend everybody to have.
Yeah, that is interesting. I've never thought about it, the individual sports versus group activities.
It's even coming from the preschool stage that in kindergarten you have to learn, you have to do it yourself.
Yeah.
Now do it with others. Share it.
Yeah.
And we are not doing it because it seems to be too athletic or sports related, and then this is the lack of culture.
But it's probably, it also depends on your type of your personality, because for example I used to be a dancer, a ballet dancer, that I have done it professionally, but I've been very outgoing from day one, and I think that's why I loved it, dancing in a group, mm-hmm. dancing with a partner. But maybe if you take a kid who is shy, who wants to be more alone, and I wouldn't say independent, but who enjoys time alone, I don't think that child would enjoy dancing in a big group, and maybe that child would choose a sport that is more personal, or aimed for personal gains versus group gains.
Yeah, actually you are speculating. Just give them the chance of doing it. What they are saying, that typically, for example, overweight children will say, I don't want. Actually, they want, but they want to be together with the same kind of people, that they don't have to feel that, well, I can't, maybe I'm not capable, I don't have coordination, I don't have right clothing, and so on. And actually every child is using their body. You can see in the spring that the children are running outside. They are running like a really person should run. And then you can see a little bit the older persons, they even don't know how to run, but they want to do it. Something is happening in between. But this in between happening is maybe it is not suitable to you, and we don't have resources and so on. Body has this capability, and if we cut the bridges, you can't go back. And this is one of the tragic phenomena of contemporary culture, that we think what other persons think.
Yeah.
We have to provide them several times, and to teach them how to do it instead of demanding. Of course, physical education in school seems to be artificial, because there is a lot of demanding. You have to jump over the horse and do all kind of stuff.
Yeah, for example, when I was younger, I was kind of shy and insecure. But then I went to a volleyball team, and I think this is the place where all my social skills developed.
Mm. Yes, and especially volleyball is a good. You have to be individual player, but also team member.
Mm-hmm.
And then quite often, and for example, in basketball, you have to be more team member, and the coordination is different. You have to learn and physically develop yourself, and you become really as another person. This is the developmental stage of every human being.
In your opinion, what are the most common misconceptions or myths surrounding physical activity and its relationship to academic success?
One of the typical ones is that I do mental work, I don't do physical work. As I explained already, you can't use your brain without your body. It is just you can put your brain in the vat and it doesn't work. And for that reason, we have to understand, and we are becoming to understand, that you can't have intellectual capabilities without a physical body. And from where we can learn it, as I explained, that just make counting in the end of our finish of a marathon, but look on the world best intellectual game players, either Go or Czechs and so on, and they all are physically active and training themselves quite intensively, and musicians also quite often, even rock musicians are quite famous in being athletically highly trained. So the understanding that I am only intellectual worker is actually one of the worst ones. other is, of course, that I've done something I've done in the evening, for example, it's good enough. No, it isn't good enough. One time exercising or a couple of times in the week is actually adding your stress. But regularity is what the body accustoms to. For example, at the moment, the weather is becoming warmer, and we will say that 5 degrees is quite nice. Just think about in the autumn, 5 degrees seems like the end of the world. what is happening in between is that you're accustomed to it. And why you're accustoming? Not because of training or hardship, being in the cold for several hours. No, it is small steps, but it is a regularity. And so the regularity is what everybody should seek for. Only then body will accustom and take it as an, well, it is required from me. I make it my task to do it instead of fighting against it. So another one is really that I did it, and so it should be enough. World is in depth for me. Give me some goodies.
To encourage anyone who is listening, it's still better than doing nothing, no?
No, it isn't better. But
oh, no.
quite often, to understand that everything you are going outside of your normal condition, either psychological stress or noise or weather or physical activity, these are always stress situations that the body tries to fight against. But to provide them regularly, body doesn't fight, but body starts to accustom, to adapt to it. So this is the difference. So random hits, even if they can be visually or mentally beneficial, to say that I am exercising, but it is one of exercises, it doesn't do anything good. It just takes your resources away, and it doesn't develop anything, except turns you against exercising, saying that it didn't do anything good.
So for example, instead of going to the gym for an hour 3 times a week, it's better to go every day for 20
minutes. Yeah, sure. Now, 3 times a week is quite regular already. And then think about what you're doing there also. That a third one maybe is that people don't tend to develop their spread of capabilities. They try to do the same things over and over again. Again, body accustoms to it, doing everything over and over again. So the development plateaus. But if you try to do different things instead of just going into gym and then doing the same weight exercises, try to, I don't know, dance and try to run and cycle and swim. Of course, a couple of these will demand some more resources, but for example, running is quite easy one.
I disagree.
Well, initially, just initially walk and then run one in between the poles 50 meters and then walk again, just look around, listen music and then so run again. And it is shown again in scientific research, also proven that you start running by walking, and there is quite high probability that you are becoming triathlonist in the end, because physical activity is actually also increasing your dependence of physical activity. Yeah. So if you feel successful, if you feel enjoyment of it, it will start saying, let's do it again. Then you start overdoing maybe.
I've tried running so many times, but it somehow never worked for me. I love dancing.
What is the saying that you're trying always a little bit less than enough?
Yeah, probably. I've tried, but I could never enjoy it. I could do it, but I would never enjoy it.
I will disagree, but again, you can see from people who haven't run also, but if they start running in the end, they feel freedom. They feel especially this kind of freedom that I don't have to go to gym. It is just easy to put my shoes and go to running. I know several writers, contemporary writers, who started running, and they are enjoying it.
So yeah, I can add from my experience that I hated running, but now I tried it several times, and it gets easier and better and feels better.
I don't know what's wrong with me. But
just talk about dancing. Several people was no, I can't dance.
I love dance, no. But yeah.
It's an awful thing to do.
Well, I can't dance, but I like to. What opportunities do TLU students have to stay active during university studies?
Or are there opportunities, in the building?
Now we are again searching for external excuses. Every person is a free person to choose to do. And we have no signs of saying don't do it. You can walk the stairways, you can use the gym and the environment we have. Of course, we can always say that the environment could be a more rich fulfillment of possibilities. There will be some developments in a short time, but typically it depends on your own fantasy and motivation, but also the you have to be not afraid of using your body. Quite often you will say, well, I look stupid. You don't look stupid. Everybody else looks stupid if they don't use their body. But if the culture will say that the impression of me is something important, no, then you will say that I am not important, impression is important, and this is really bad idea. So we have quite a lot of possibilities to be physically active and just ask possibilities, and not everything should be in the university. We are surrounded by quite nice environment. Sea is close by, not going to swim in the sea, but running on the shoreside and so on, and walking especially. Walking is quite good.
Yeah, I guess it all depends on us. Thank you, Christian, very much. It's been a very interesting to talk to you. And where can people find out more information about you?
From university. And from their own head also. Everybody should think about their own life and challenges. And if they start to have questions, then the persons, I can be one at least who can answer them. But thanks for asking.
Thank you very so much. As Christian has said, physical activity is good for us. But let's be honest, after a long day in school and work, the last thing we want to do is go to the gym and work out. We'd all rather sit on the couch with a huge bowl of pasta and watch our favorite show. But I don't know about you, but I've never regretted going to a workout, but I always regret not going. Sometimes you just need that little extra push of motivation, and here are our tips on how to stay physically active and prioritize your own health, even with a busy schedule.
You can find your workout. You don't have to necessarily go to the gym or run 10 kilometers every day. You can do Pilates or a functional training instead of heavy lifting. If you hate running, go to a dancing class or boxing or just go for a walk. Anything is better than doing nothing.
If you're low on energy, get some coffee, matcha, or anything that has caffeine or sugar in it. Trust me, at least for me, it always helps.
Start playing your favorite music before your workout to hype you up. I personally love listening to 2000s bangers.
I know this next one will sound cliche, but get yourself a nice workout outfit. I know guys will laugh, but we all want to feel confident. And even though looks don't matter, we all know they do. We all feel better when we look nice, and the new workout set might be the exact thing you need to get that little extra boost of motivation.
Pack your bag in advance. Prepare your workout clothes the night before.
Schedule your workouts. This is probably the best tip. Write it in your calendar and treat it as a compulsory class in school. You can't miss it. You have to go.
Have a workout plan. If you have the resources, of course you can contact a personal trainer and ask them for a workout plan. But you can also do your own research on Google and YouTube, or even easier, ask ChatGPT to create your workout plan for you.
Insert the necessary information about yourself, like your gender, age, previous experience with working out, any health problems, and your personal preference when it comes to physical activity. You can modify the plan to your liking, add or remove certain exercises, but at least you'll have something. And plan a little reward. When the motivation is really low, plan something nice after your workout. Maybe a smoothie or a little pastry from your favorite bakery. Chances are quite high you won't actually want it after the workout, but it will help you get started. And this is all from us for today. Thank you very much if you stayed till the end. We hope we could help you. And for more research, you can go to the description. We have some links to the studies that we've mentioned in this episode. Go check out Christian and his biography.
And we thank you for listening and stay active.
Bye.